Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Ed Barsano is here, ladies and gentlemen. Ed's a new friend. He's the CEO of Cool Trade Incorporated, which has provided thousands of people with trading technology. He's a former Microsoft software development engineer, and he's here to talk to us about whether you and I can actually win, can actually play and win in the stock market. Ed Barsano, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Thank you for inviting me.
It's good to have you here. So I've had a lot of people on the show over the years. In fact, I had a guy on yesterday who spent many, many years, 30, 40, 30-something years, on Wall Street, and he basically says that, you know, that regular folks don't have a chance. What do you think?
Well, you know, I heard that interview, and it was interesting, and he was almost right. However, you know, I think the stock market's the transfer of wealth with no product. It's the greatest invention in the history of the world. That's how I look at it. And it's an unbelievable opportunity for the little guy. I mean, it's there. It's right in front of you. The numbers aren't even moving, for crying out loud. They sit there. Look, right now I'm looking at stocks up 45 cents, down 74 cents, up 82 cents. This is beautiful. I mean, just that's where automated trading comes in. I mean, this is, I call it free money. I mean, they're throwing money at you left and right.
When you say automated trading, define automated trading. Because that's automated trading is different from online trading, right? Differentiate.
Well, right. Yes. Automated. Yeah, I noticed that there's a company called Robinhood that just has manual trading with your cell phone, and they call that automated trading. It's not. That's not even remotely automated.
Right.
That's manual trading.
I have a Fidelity account that I use, and that's online trading. That's not automated trading.
Right. Yes. And all those robo advisors also, all they're doing is distributing your money into different vehicles, you know, bonds, treasury bills, that kind of stuff, spreading it all out so you never make any money. But fully automated trading is you turn that computer on in the morning, you turn on the software, and I like to say you walk out the door. Because when you walk out the door, that really makes it clear that you are doing nothing. The software is doing it all. And it's not as hard as people think.
What is it doing? What is
it doing?
But you know, garbage in, garbage out, right? Good stuff in, good stuff out. Somebody's got to give it instructions. It's not.
Right. But it already has. You know, Cool Trade has been on the market for, you know, since 2005. I released the software. It's all point and click. But I did something quite unique, I think. And that is, I created a feature inside the software that you could check a box that says, I'm willing to share my strategy. And that was a game changer. When I did that in 2007, I was humbled by how many people checked that box. I went, thank you. Then I wrote a process that runs on every weekend, and it finds the top strategies for various account sizes, starting at $5,000 all the way to $100,000. So the top strategies rise to the top. And what I noticed over the years, what was changing, and it was so subtle that you almost didn't see it. But when I look back, you can clearly see it now after 10 years has gone by.
Now, does your plan work? Does your plan plug into? Does it interface with, say, a Fidelity account where the trade actually happens?
Fidelity is the only one that it doesn't connect with.
Okay.
Mean, there are a few that it doesn't connect with, but it connects with TD Ameritrade. Interactive
because the trade has to happen. Your software says trade, but it can't make the trade.
Right. The money is sitting in the brokerage account, and auto shares and interactive brokers are both $1 brokers. I mean, can you imagine this, Jim? For 100 shares, it only costs you $1 to buy and $1 to sell. That means a 30-cent move in a stock is $30. $2 to the broker, $28 to you. And like I said, the market's throwing money.
But
is that
the way we should think about it? $30 at a time. I mean, see what when
yep.
with
let me 30
let me
cents.
Yeah. Let me say this about small business owners. Mostly, I think we're thinking long term. We think okay, I'll buy this building and I'll pay it off in 20 years and then I'll enjoy it without a payment for 20 years. I'm gonna buy this machine that's gonna last me for 12 years. I'm gonna hire this employee. I hope will retire with me. Maybe buy the business from me. That's the way we think. It's a little hard sometimes to walk out in the morning with that kind of thought process and think about something going on our computer that's thinking in terms of you know 15 minutes or 30 minutes. And you see what I mean? It's two different mm-hmm. mindsets.
Well, I look at it from a different perspective. If I'm walking down the street and I'm finding money on the ground, you know, every few minutes, here's a $20 bill. Oh, there's $55. Oh, wait, there's $80. Oh, wait, there's 13 more dollars. You know,
how many trades, if somebody gave you $10,000 and said, okay, show me how it works, how many trades in a day would they make? Are you making little bitty trades all day long?
No, not at all. Not hardly at all. Most of your profit is going to come first thing in the morning. Like I'm looking at stocks right now, up $1.59, up 65 cents. That's $65. And it's the opening bell. I mean, the minute the market opens, it's that gap up in the morning is where most of the profit's going to come from for that day, for that stock. And chances are you won't trade that stock again today, unless it does some wild, crazy moves up and down. Well, more than likely, you won't trade it, you know, more than once every few days. But mm-hmm. if you have a bunch of stocks, the more money you have, the more money you make. So, I mean, some people are sitting on 30 and 40 stocks and buying as the stock market is moving around. And so every day they're taking money
off
the table.
Who's making those decisions early in the morning? Are you making them, or the software is? So is my software making that decision for my investment portfolio while I'm opening the doors of my small business?
Right. We have a lot of doctors, dentists. You know, they have, while they're doing surgeries and stuff or doing teeth cleaning, there's a computer sitting right in their back in their office, right there. And it's trading, and you know, and it's kind of cool. You know, I've had people say, you know, I've never gotten a square deal in the stock market my whole life.
Right.
And finally, I have a piece of software sitting right in front of me. I see it buy the stock. I see that stock price go up 20 cents, and I see the software sell it and take that $20 profit.
Yeah.
It's like, thank you. Finally, I'm getting a
square
deal.
So you're actually doing, it's like day trading. It's essentially, it's very much like day trading, isn't it?
I call it profit trading. You
yeah.
know, I only
hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. Give us the website quickly, Ed.
Cooltrade.org.
Cooltrade.org. Check it out, folks. Quick break. Right back with Ed Barsano.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.